Well, yes, that view has been publicised lately. And again, the two reports did find that, in fact, children don't have a clear chronological picture of the past, even of English history. And again, that's nobody's fault. The curriculum moves from the Vikings to the Tudors, misses out the 17th and 18th centuries, moved on to the Victorians and then on to 1930. It has been found that children know a great deal about those periods, and it's not surprising that they don't know about periods they haven't been taught about. In terms of kings and queens and dates, I'm not so sure that that's the most important thing, but they certainly need to understand periods. And the reports found that teachers didn't talk about differences within periods and differences between periods, so it lacked that sort of coherence even within the topics children knew about. What's the difference between a Roman villa and a Victorian house, for polarized example? So it's differences between periods that also I think are important, and why did things change and how did they change? But I think rather than banging on about timelines, I like the idea of a very innovative 19th century educationist, Charlotte Mason, who said that children should construct their own time charts with their own centuries and add things to it as they personally find out about them. And that's their constructing their own concept of the past rather than somebody expecting them to recite it, which can be completely meaningless. I've also done something quite interesting recently with horrible histories. Horrible histories have, and I'm a great fan of horrible histories for all sorts of reasons, they have themes running through them. So I took the theme of children and I took the theme of law and order and took an example from a page of books on the Celts, on the Victorians, the 17th century and the Middle Ages, and asked children who had only done the Victorians out of those periods at school, if they could put these pages in chronological order. And they could precisely, and they even could had a good idea about the distances of time between them, because children don't just learn history in school, they bring their knowledge from all sorts of other sources, television, books and stories and so on. And also they were able to reason about the differences between them and why one should come before the other. So to say that we have children have no chronological picture of the past is not true, but there are ways in which we could develop it further.